Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And Jill Schlesinger is joining us from Jill on Money. Weekends here on WBEN. And Jill, I think we already ruled out the fact that you're rooting for New York's only team, right?
That's right, because obviously as a former Jets fan, and emphasis on former, I believe that I've been paid back in spades for making that decision a while back.
But, yeah.
You know, it is sort of a fun thing to, like, laugh and chuckle at just how bad they are if you didn't feel so awful for the people who are walking around in Jets jackets around my neighborhood. But that said, those poor people, I'm sorry if you are a Jets fan, but you need to just get on the Buffalo Bills bandwagon like I have done.
Yeah, we took it easy on the Jets, too. We decided we're not going to score any touchdowns, and that way, you know, we'll give them a fighting chance, and we'll see what happens. And we were still able to squeak out the win.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, let us move on, because that's just I don't think either team feels particularly good about that game. So it's time to just do what we all love to do, which is take our collective energy and root against New England.
Yes,
that's right.
Absolutely.
That's right. It's a big game for us next week. Well, we're talking a lot about the game yesterday because I'm going to be straight up with you, Jill. Yeah. Talking about COVID and our money. I mean, I'm a little hesitant to do that week after week because it's sometimes a little scary to think about. And the COVID recession, and when is it going to end? And luckily, you're here to help us walk through it.
Yeah, I mean, so just to frame this up, since the last recession, the U.S. economy has grown by about 2.5% a year. Just give it some years less than that, some years more than that, but between 2 and 3% a year, about 2.5% growth rate over the decade. And then we come into this year, and bang, the COVID virus just completely shuts down the economy. It causes us to see the economy shrink by a 5% annualized pace in the first quarter, then another 31% after that in the second quarter. So the first half of the year, rotten. Now we're going to get the last big report about the economy before the election. It reflects the third quarter, the summer months, and it's going to be great. It's going to show that because the economy's opened up all over the country and local economies were kind of up and running, and we had people going and moving about and going to work and going to restaurants even, that we're going to show an increase, an expansion of the U.S. economy by more than 30% probably in the third quarter. And so here's what happens. You forget about math for a second. I know you do. You think, oh, 30 down, 30 up, we're all set. Not really. Remember that when you drop by that first half drop came from a higher base. So now you go down and you say, oh, well, the percentage of the lower number means we're up. That's good. But we're still about a little more than 4% below where we were in terms of the size of the economy at the beginning of the year. So it's good news, but it ain't over yet.
I gotcha. Okay. Well, when do they, you know, they're already anticipating this 30% increase, right, for quarter three. When do they see us coming out of this, you know, a much better number? Can they look far ahead?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think that most economists, so there's sort of two ways to calculate the numbers. One is you say we get stimulus. And I think most economists, when we were looking at projecting fourth quarter growth, thought we were going to have that $1.8 or $2 trillion of additional congressional stimulus, which we haven't gotten yet. So when you look at those numbers, a lot of folks were saying, well, you know, we'll be coming out of this recession in the middle of next year, or maybe even earlier. But now, without the stimulus, I think a lot of the economists are sort of sitting back and saying, well, you know, the economy can still expand in the fourth quarter, can still grow, but it's not at where we could be, and it's not where we were. So when you look at, like, when will things get back to where we were, I think most economists are saying the size of the U.S. economy will not return to its pre-pandemic phase until the end of next year. Now, interestingly, let's look at that, the unemployment figures, because if you look at it without any stimulus, economists say that we are unlikely to see employment recover with no stimulus until mid-2024. So we need some money, gang. We need some money. That's your big focus. And obviously, with the world just recouping about 60% of its total growth, that, you know, we're in it together, but we need the U.S. to really come in, and Congress needs to write some more checks.
As time goes on, are we getting a more clear picture, you know, maybe week by week, of how many of these jobs may come back in the future versus just flat out won't be back?
I don't think we know yet. And I do think that, you know, the game changer will be to see what is the behavior of the business community once we actually have a vaccine. Because at that point, we can really see, you know, are there going to be companies that say, hey, we don't need as many people? Or are there going to be companies that say, we need plenty of people because we're now getting a bunch of people who are working remotely? Or we're going to see cities that were once thought maybe Buffalo is going to be a great place to live because I don't need to live in Midtown Manhattan to do my job anymore. So there's going to be a lot of relocation and re-energizing of lots of different places. I'm moving to Buffalo. Do you know why? I'm addicted to that mustard that you guys get
in Maine. The Weber's horseradish mustard?
That's the one, baby. Oh. I'm going to tell you something. I thought to myself, remember how many bottles did you give me? Like, I mean, you gave me one, and then the nice people from Weber's sent me some. But then I'm going online right now. I'm about to buy like a year's supply just in case I get locked down again.
Great to hear.
I don't want to know how many bottles of mustard is a year's supply, because that I'm not a mustard person. So you can have mine.
It's my favorite condiment. That's
really
very interesting.
That
yes.
is very interesting.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's
awesome. Anyway, so Bill's, Weber's, you guys, what more do I need?
I know. Yeah. Well, hey, come on over anytime.
You and the dogs.
You
just
are
come on in.
I love that.
More than welcome anytime, Jill. Thanks so much for the time this morning. That's Jill Schlesinger, Jill on Money. You can hear her here, of course, with us every Monday and every weekend at her show on WBEN.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.